Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston doctor at the center of a landmark abortion case in the 1970s has died. Dr. Kenneth Edelin was convicted of manslaughter in 1975 in Suffolk Superior Court for performing an abortion 2 years after the Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion. His conviction was later overturned by the state Supreme Court, and he went on to become an abortion rights activist, including chairman of the board of Planned Parenthood. Edelin died on Monday in Florida at the age of 74. For more, we're joined this morning by Dr. Paula Johnson, Executive Director of the Connor Center for Women's Health at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She's also a former board chair of the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts, who knew Dr. Edelin. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
It's my pleasure.
Let me ask you, how do you think Dr. Edelin should be remembered? The Globe this morning points out that he was considered by some people to be a powerful voice and advocate for civil rights.
Dr. Edelin was that, and he was also so much more. Ken Edelin was a leader in academic medicine who broke down so many barriers, and he stood strong for civil rights and also for women's rights to make personal choices about their reproductive health, even in the face of being unfairly convicted of manslaughter. And when I think about Dr. Edelin, who I knew, you know, I also remember the man who trained and mentored generations of physicians who grew up learning and being taught that it was academic excellence, it was medical excellence that was critically important, but it was also critically important to stand up for civil rights, for reproductive rights, and for equity in health care.
As the years went on, was he at all bitter or angry about his conviction? I ask because the Globe points out this morning that in 1975, after his conviction, he was talking about the jury when he said, well, they got a black physician, meaning him. They got a woman more than 20 weeks pregnant. They got a fetus in a mortuary. It was the religious climate. It was the racial climate.
Well, there was anger about the situation at the time, which was tremendously unjust. But what I would say is, as the years went on, he clearly used that experience only in the most positive and forward-thinking and moving ways.
How so?
He stood not only as a tremendous figure in academic medicine and brought the power of standing for equity as well as excellence in practice together, but he also used that experience to really stand strong for, as I said, for women's rights to make personal reproductive choices and for equity in health and health care.
What was it about him that made him not shrink away from the occasional controversy?
Well, you know, that's who Ken Edelin was. He, I think, had the tremendous confidence that he knew it was important to bring his skills, talents, and experience to the fore and to bring it not just on occasion, but to really bring it to almost everything he tackled.
And how should we remember him from your point of view?
You know, as a man who was a leader in medicine, a person who was a tremendous mentor and teacher, a person who brought the world of medicine and advocacy and standing strong for civil rights, reproductive rights, and health equity, and brought them together in a way that was very, very powerful and helped move those agendas forward and really, I think, transformed some aspects of the field of medicine.
Dr. Paula Johnson, Executive Director of the Connor Center for Women's Health at Brigham and Women's Hospital, thank you very much for remembering Dr. Kenneth Edelin with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, and it's truly an honor.